Okay, thanks everybody for coming, and I'll let you start off with Coach and ask his questions here. I've got a couple other guys that will be here also, and we can talk to them individually after Coach Harson is done discussing all his topic today. So.
Yes, all righty, thank you. Well, first of all, this morning we're all together once again for the first time this year. We had our 5:30 a.m. Workouts, and it was fun. I can tell my voice when I have a good day. It gets a little raspy here to start with. I'm not exactly sure how to get through that. It happens every year. But guys are working really hard in the weight room, doing a great job. You know, we have a few guys that are a little bit banged up still from the season. We'll see where they're at, you know, when spring ball comes around. You'll know more then. I'll know more then as well. But awesome just to get out there, just get going. Watch these guys run around, do some agilities. We are further along now than we were last year, and we should be. You know, these guys know what to anticipate, you know, from the strength staff. Although Coach Pittman's doing a great job of changing it up, doing different things, keeping it fun, and making it exciting for those guys. We did finalize our recruiting class, and we weren't able to do this with Durant Miles until on Monday. He's serving an LDS mission in Bolivia, and that is difficult to get NLI papers to Bolivia. I'll just say that. So you can imagine the conversations when I'm saying when they're going to be in, and coaches are going, we have no idea. We don't know if it's going by horse or how it's going to get there and all that. We really didn't, and we finally got it. They were able to get the paper signed. He was able to get it back to us, and so Durant, who I think you guys probably knew was part of the program, is officially part of the program. So excited for him. And I do want to have a couple thank yous now that we're finalized. You know, and these guys, you know, you got the 9 assistant coaches and myself that are on the road and go see these guys. There's so many people that do the work behind the scenes. These coaches get this information from these people, and it's all broken down. It's all given to them the way they want it so they can sort through it more efficiently. And it's not easy to put together a class of 21, 22 guys throughout a year. And it's really a 2-year process is what it is. All right, it's not a 1-year deal. It's a 2-year process. You're recruiting these guys and getting to know them. So Antoine Murray, our director of recruiting, did a tremendous job, is now on to the 2016s. You know, we're hard charging on those guys. Taylor Tharp, director of player personnel, did a tremendous job of helping put together this last class and taking care of these guys. Darren Usher, all the graphics and things you guys see that we tweet out and all the fun stuff, you know, Darren Usher does that. Brad LaRondo, Brian Wilkinson, Vicky Sullivan, Jared Russell, DJ Diaz, Mackenzie Cabot, Tori Schoonover, Zach Peek, Rance Portner, Luke Richardson, and Jason War. All those guys, you know, are part of that intern crew that really take all that information. So much comes in, all right, with players, and they've got to kind of sort through all those things and decide what, you know, goes on to the coaches and myself. So I just want to thank them. They've done a tremendous job. And excited about what we're doing already, you know, in recruiting. Every year you get better at it, and I can tell with this group of people, we're already further along. We're going to be better, and hopefully that shows up in our recruiting this next year when we sign this class. Contracts, I know there's been talk about that. I'm not going to discuss anything about the contracts. Just know they're being worked on. I'm very happy with, you know, the way I anticipate things to work contractually for myself and our staff. So once that's all done, you know, we'll talk about that more, but I like the direction we're going. Joel Filani, who is a GA for us, I do want to say something about him. He has a full-time position at Washington State University, so that's a good thing. Joel has had an opportunity to move on to a full-time job, which that's the whole point of being a GA, is to hopefully have a chance to get a full-time position. So he'll be at Washington State. Played for Mike Leach at Texas Tech, you know, so I think that's pretty cool. He gets a chance to go back there and work with him, and, you know, hopefully that turns into even better positions. As far as the coaching staff goes, you know, Coach Sanford, you know, is going to move on. And, you know, I want to just thank him, number one. His wife, Anne Marie, his daughter, Peyton, his son, Gunner, You know, those guys are Broncos. They did a great job for us this last year. And, you know, the one thing about it, you know, we're dealing with people, not programs. And that's the one thing I want everybody to understand. You know, we all make decisions for personal reasons and how it's going to affect our lives and so on. And Mike had to make that decision. And while he was here, we got his very best. You know, we had a great season. Our quarterbacks played extremely well. And I appreciate what he did for our program. We're better because of him. And you know what? Now we're going to have a chance to move on and continue to grow with what we did this last year. And we wish him nothing but the best. He is a Bronco, and, you know, we hope that he continues his success where he's going and continues to show up and do well for himself. So we appreciate his loyalty and what he's done for us. My job is to anticipate these things, all right, and not to have a knee-jerk reaction and not to be in a position where, oh, my gosh, you know, what do we do if somebody leaves? The one thing about this place is, and in coaching in general, you know, people leave. That's what happens. All right? It'll happen here. He's not the first. He's not the last. It happens at all these other programs, too. And unfortunately, I know a big topic is when it happens. You know, and I don't really have an answer for that because I think that's difficult, too, with signing day and all those things. But, you know, the way the NFL moves and the way that, you know, some of the college coaches have moved on to the NFL, things happen. It's part of it. And, you know, it is in this situation as well, you know, with where, you know, Mike was and the notice that I got and all that. But, you know, you always have to be prepared and understand that things are going to change. And, you know, that's part of my job. And the one thing about this position when word got out, there's a lot of interest in being the offensive coordinator at Boise State. And a lot of guys that are qualified, you know, are interested in being here. I think they see, one, you know, that this program can win. I think they see that there's opportunities to work with a great staff, and that's really what I think people over time have heard about our program and our staff is there's great people here, great place to live, and a great opportunity, you know, to continue to grow and develop yourself as a coach. And so, you know, I appreciate all the people that were interested and all the coaches I had a chance to talk to. It's always another opportunity to meet, you know, some new people or get a chance to at least hear what they have to say. But, you know, that being said, I mean, a lot of people have come to Boise State to get coaches, and they've moved on to other programs. And, you know, the one thing for me is a little bit like, you know, our players. You know, Jay Ajayi is not coming back. Grant Hedrick's not coming back. Corey Bell is not coming back. Well, there's somebody that's going to replace them, that's waiting there, that's being developed to replace those players because you know it's going to happen, all right, just like our coaching staff. And so I kind of took a page out of everybody else's book and decided to look at Boise State to find my coaches, all right? It makes sense. And I feel very good about it because these guys that are going to come up here and talk to you soon are guys that have been groomed to be in this position, have worked hard to be in this position, and one that I feel very confident about, understand the culture and the players and what we want to accomplish, and will help us continue to get further faster. And so what we've done, we moved some things around on the offensive side. Our offensive coordinator and quarterback coach will be Eli Drinkwitz. And Eli was our co-offensive coordinator at Arkansas State, called the plays. And the one thing I'll say about Eli, one, he did a very good job for us at Arkansas State. We won our conference and we won the bowl game. And probably the most impressive thing to me was I had nothing to do with that bowl game when I took the job here. And so like everybody else, I sat there and I watched that game, and I was impressed. I was impressed with the offense. The starting quarterback got injured. The backup quarterback came in. And all of a sudden, you know, Arkansas State was winning the bowl game. And that's how it ended. And I was impressed with the way the game plan was put together. And so being a part of it and then not being a part of it and watching, you know, what he was able to accomplish, you know, that was exciting. And so, you know, this is a new challenge for him and a new opportunity. And I'm excited for him. I know he's going to do a great job, and we're already up and running. Staff meetings are going. And so we got 21 days until football starts, and these guys are rocking and rolling. And it's been exciting. moving Eli out of the tight end room, that opens up that position. And Coach Riddle, who's coached tight end, is going to move into the tight end role. He's done that. He coached running backs here, but for most of his career since he's been gone, Coach Riddle has coached the tight ends. He did that at Arkansas State. And as we all know, that position in our offense is extremely important with the variety of the way we use them and how those guys operate and what we ask them to do on a week-to-week basis. So we really need somebody that understands our system in that position, because that's extremely important, because we want to continue to be multiple and want to continue to utilize that position to our advantage. So now that opens up the running back position, all right? And, you know, when I took the Arkansas State job, I talked to a guy that I knew from South Dakota State who was coaching running backs and decided to convince him to come over and be a part of our strength program. Knowing that if an opportunity to coach came up again, that's what he wants to do. And, you know, Lee Marks has been with us for the last couple years in the strength program, but has also been around our guys. He's been in meetings. He understands where we are. He knows what we're doing offensively. And really, he's played in this system as a running back as well. But he provides, you know, some things that I saw, not just from a strength program or a player relationship, but in recruiting as well. You know, how awesome he was with people on campus and families and parents and recruits. And so I'm very excited, you know, for Lee Marks to have the opportunity to be the running back coach here. And, you know, I know our players are excited about that as well. And so that's where the staff is now. Junior Adams is still coaching the wide receivers. Coach Huff is still coaching the O-line, and the defensive staff has remained intact with their duties at this point. With that all, with the change in the weight room now, you know, we got to lean on Coach Pittman a little bit more and Brandon Pringle. You know, we're one man down in that area, and we'll work to fill that position. But we are down one man, so those two guys have to pick it up, and our players understand that. So we're asking more of our players in the weight room to be able to handle their business and take care of each other. But I really appreciate, you know, what Coach Pittman, you know, has to go with at this point, and Pringle. And those guys are going to do a great job until we're able to fill that position. So the nice thing about this staff and what I appreciate and what I think is important is, you know, we talk about culture here so much and developing that culture. Well, I think the people that are in this building, when we're talking about that, truly understand it. And that's what was important to me. As I looked, I thought about a couple things. One, I didn't want to have a split coordinator position. I didn't want to have a position that was a coordinator and not in the quarterback room. That's too difficult on myself. I'm in that room, and I want to be around those quarterbacks, and I also want to be around, you know, what we're doing offensively. And the key to me, too, is for a quarterback and playing the position, you need to know the information. That's what you need to know. All right, the technique and fundamentals, yeah, there's a part of that. But as a quarterback at this level, you need to know, all right, what am I looking at? What are you expecting from me? And what do I have to accomplish? And what are some of the pitfalls I need to look for or not do? And I think Coach Drinkwitz, without a shadow of a doubt, understands all those things from our run game and pass game. And so, you know, that was a big decision for me as well. And I thought about it, you know, well, there's a lot of qualified quarterback coaches out there, guys that have done it. There's guys that have been coordinators, you know, that are interested in this position. But that's not what's going to be best for this program and for where we're trying to go. We're developing this offense. We're growing this offense. I thought we had a pretty good year last year, but there's still, if you look at the film, the way we look at it, there's so many opportunities, let me say that. There's so many opportunities for us to improve, and we need to. We obviously got to fill that quarterback position and that running back position. Those are two big ones, and what a great opportunity with two new coaches to go in there. And we got coaches that are going to be in those positions. We got new players that are going to be playing those positions, so what a great opportunity for them to go in there and prove themselves. So, you know, I'm excited about where we are, looking forward to getting started in March when spring ball begins here and letting these guys cut loose. But I like where we are right now and the job they're doing and the direction we're headed. The staff is excited, you know, for the new additions. The players are excited for the new additions, and I think everybody's ready to get back to work. So with that, We'll open it up for questions. Now, you guys will have a chance to, Lee and Eli are back there as well, so you guys will have a chance to speak with them as well.
You talked a lot about Eli, you know, when you brought him on last year, when you brought Eli in last year, you talked, a lot about him and what you saw from him at Arkansas State, but I guess his, rise, has happened pretty quickly here to becoming offensive coordinator at Boise State. What have you seen kind of in his path that makes you think he is ready for this?
Well, I think he's exactly what we talk about in this program. He's not come up the easy way. He's been a high school coach. He's been a quality control position at Auburn. He's been on the field at Arkansas State. He's been on the field with me. Here's a guy to me that's really like the first time I met him when I walked back in my office at Arkansas State, and the first guy right in my face is Eli. Eager to say, hey, I want to be a part of something, and here's my qualifications. And sitting down with him, the first time I met with him and he went through, hey, this is what we've done here on offense, and he knows and he's spitting it all out. And you can tell when a guy understands what they're doing offensively, he understands the system, not just what he knows, but the entire thing. I was impressed. And I think he's exactly what we talk about in this program, a guy that works hard, that's blue collar, that's put in the time, that does the little things extra to be great at what he does. And to me, that's why, as we sat there, and I think we've had a relationship. When I sit down and talk to somebody and we talk about football and it's all this imaginary in the air conversation, I can have it with them. I don't have to get on a board, and we can spit out information to each other. And to me, that's what it's about. That's what being a coordinator is about. And then to watch him when he was a coordinator at Arkansas State, to run the room and be in that room and in difficult situations and good times and all that and handle it, and to learn. It wasn't perfect at Arkansas State either. It was back and forth. And I think he learned, what my expectations are and how we're going to go about running our offense. He understands that. And then he's going to put his flavor on it and have a little bit something different. And that's kind of the beauty of it. We have something that we do, but he's got a flavor of his own that he's going to add to it. And really the staff is as well, because now with guys moving around, there's a little bit of a new energy and edge that you have to create, on the offensive side of the ball, and really for everybody. But that kind of happens naturally with the change.
You said that you've obviously been, had a game plan maybe for this moment. So when you brought Drink with you here, when, maybe you guys decided he was going to be in the box with Mike this last season, was this obviously a next step that you guys envisioned long ago?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, you kind of know what, as the offensive coordinator here, how things can go. All right, you have a good season. Obviously, it's happened for Mike, and it's happened to some of us in the past too. But, yeah, I think you're always trying to, position yourself that you want guys on your staff that are going to have opportunities. And I think that's what guys on the staff want too, is, hey, if somebody moves on, hey, I'm trying to work myself into a position that I can have a chance to be the coordinator. If I'm a coordinator, I'm trying to work myself into a position to be a head coach, and – to me, there's a lot of good coaches out there. There's a lot of qualified coaches, but will they understand what we're trying to do better than Coach Drinkwitz? No. And he has worked, and his understanding of what we're doing, the knowledge of our offense, and being able to sit down and he could teach every single position on the field and tell them what to do. That's what a coordinator needs to be able to do, and a coordinator that's going to coach the quarterback room, because that's what those guys need to know. Yes. Yep.
How caught off guard, I know Mike's name's come up for several other openings too. With this being after signing day, obviously a little bit different dilemma there. When did you become aware of this, and just take us through the process maybe about until he decided to leave?
Yeah, last week, I think on Tuesday, is when I got – obviously his name, and that conversation had been had before this, all right? So there's already been rumblings of him being interested in some other things, and that's part of it. If that's the case, obviously you're prepared for it and you're thinking about it. So this wasn't just a 5-day thought process. This has been going on long before we got here and put everything together, but even the last month, as well, that that could be a possibility. But after signing day, it was on a Tuesday, you know, I got a phone call, hey, we're interested in talking to Mike, and then it went from there.
Coach, you mentioned that Eli kind of worked with a lot of different positions and stuff, you know, taking over the quarterbacks. You know, what is it that, you know, that made you confident that he could handle that responsibility too, and especially in a school like this, obviously, that's a pretty high standard.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've coached it. You know, I've been doing that most of my career, and I've played it. And, you know, the one thing about it, there's a lot of coaches. I don't think you have to coach the position you played necessarily. Let's just say that, number one. I know it's happened to be that way here, you know, for a lot of years with the quarterback coaches. But to me, it was his knowledge of, you know, what we're trying to accomplish on the offensive side of the ball. You know, what's the direction? And the thing about Eli that I've always appreciated is every time I've had a conversation about our offense or the direction we're going or what are we doing, he's always got an answer. And it's been right. You know, hey, well, we need to do this, or we need to do that, or hey, I think we can go here and we can go there. And so to me, that's the whole point of kind of being a leader of a unit. You have to have a vision and get everybody, all right, to buy into that vision and get them all pointed in the right direction. Well, you know, he's able to do that. He's able to do that with me. And that's why in that room as a quarterback, you know, I've had all sorts of different coaches too, and they didn't all play the position. I wanted to know, hey, what do I need to do? You know, what's the concept calling for me to do? What's the direction you're trying to send me on this particular concept? And then ultimately, what are we doing offensively? And he's able to accomplish that, in my opinion. And then, you know, the nice thing, too, I mean, you know, in front of my name, it does say coach, too. You know, I'm involved as well, and I've coached the position. And so, I intend to do that, and I've done that, you know, ever since I've been a quarterback coach. That's what I like to do, so I'm involved in that as well. And there's a technical side to it that I've spent a lot of years trying to develop, you know, how we do things. And so, you know, I'll be a part of that as well. I'm in that room, and I was in that room with Mike. I was in that room with Bush. And, you know, those are that's a position that, you know, I enjoy doing it. I'm going to continue to help out in that position, but I'm not the quarterback coach. You know, Coach Drinkwitz is. I'm just there to help and provide information, and, you know, I'm able to do that with a lot of positions, but that one in particular is kind of where I gravitate towards.
How involved were, even when Mike was the offensive coordinator, how involved were you and Eli in the game plan, build-up, play-calling situation, stuff in games? How involved were you guys even there?
Yeah, well, us, everybody. You know, everybody has a section of the game plan. All right, and then it's all put together by the entire staff. And so, you know, if you can imagine, everybody does their part throughout the week. We practice it. We see if we like it. We see if we don't. We see if we need to make adjustments to it. And then Wednesday nights, we sit down there, and we have this thing we call a ready list. And everybody has their final say. All right, and we go through it, and we make corrections to it, or we eliminate plays. We usually don't add. Sometimes I do. All right, we're not supposed to, but I have done that. And at that point, it's like, hey, this is the game plan, and everybody's good with it, because the one thing as a coordinator is, all right, not only the second guessing you get from everybody else, but you don't want to have that happen amongst the staff. Like, this is what we're going with. Does everybody sign off on it? Yes. And so that's how our game plan is put together. And so good, bad, ugly, we go into a game, we're all in. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've had success, is because we are all in. And we coach that way, and we teach that way, and we know that, hey, these are the things that we've all decided are our ideas, and this is what's going to be the plays that we use to go out there and win a football game. So everybody's had a part. We wouldn't be successful without Ridd, Huff, Junior, Coach Drinkwitz, and Coach Sanford, you know, and myself in that room, and now it'll be no different with Coach Marks being in there and being a part of that as well.
Obviously looking for a new quarterback and obviously a featured running back, and those two guys moving in, you know, the other coaches that are moving into new roles at those two key spots. But what kind of task is that? What kind of pressure is that on these coaches to not only take over a spot but have to, you know, kind of replace those guys?
Well, I think their expectation level is different now for that room, you know. I mean, they're all coming in there kind of on equal ground, coaches and players. I mean, to me, it makes sense, really. You know, I think there's a lot to prove. From the coaches that are new and the players that we're trying to replace those positions. So to me, as far as the energy or the sense of urgency in the two rooms that we really need to establish, all right, who those guys are going to be, well, you've got new coaches and you got new faces. So I think that probably works out just right.
Coach, what was it about Lee that you wanted to have him be the running back coach? He has experience doing that too, and obviously, you know, him playing here and all that stuff. Just,
yeah.
What was it about him that drew you to
him? Well, it, you know, him playing here and being a Bronco, that's a bonus. You know, I don't think we've made any decisions based off that because my job is to get A-plus people in this program, and I think he's an A-plus person. I really do. The way he's operated and run his portion in the weight room, all right, we've gotten better because of that. The way that he's added value to our staff with his personality and who he is, and the way that our guys feel about him on our staff and the way our players feel about him, that was a no-brainer. And then, you know, from a recruiting standpoint as well, I mean, to watch him when families are here and to interact with the recruits on campus and all that, I mean, he did a tremendous job. And then just his hunger throughout this entire time where he's up in my office or in the running back room or around, you know, still just trying to grow his knowledge as a football coach when he didn't really have to. He could have accepted, hey, this is what I'm doing. My role is in the weight room. And he did a great job of it. Never complained about it and was trying to always find ways to get better. But he was always gaining his knowledge. And I saw that firsthand that, hey, this is his passion. And to me, you know, I appreciate those things. That's what I look for in people. And if a guy's got a great work ethic, all right, if he's a good dude and he really wants to do something and he's got a determination, I mean, we can point him in the right direction. And the nice thing is he's got a great room. Coach Riddle did a wonderful job with that group coming back. He's got a great room to go in there. He's going to have to lean on those guys a little bit. And I know our team was fired up, you know, that he's going to be a part of our staff because they know that he cares about them. He's going to push them, and he's going to ask for their very best each and every day.
So much back on the defensive side of the ball. How important is it that you kept your defensive staff intact?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that. I was going to get to that as well. You know, that's the one thing when change happens, I think everybody, you know, you look at it and it's like, well, you know, now what about me? Because all this change and other people are getting mentioned and talked about and all that. Well, how about our defensive staff? You know, Coach Yates and what they're able to do, Coach Avalos, Coach Caldwell, Coach Brown. You know, and what I told those guys, too, is, hey, listen, just like in a game, all right, hey, the offense right now, they got to pick it up, all right? They got new faces they got to replace out there on the field. We got new coaches. We got guys in different positions. So from a defensive standpoint, it's no different than a game. Hey, defense, you know, let's pick it up, all right? Let's do a little bit more, all right? We're going to have to be a little bit better. Don't know how the season's going to go, but a new quarterback, new running back, new faces on the offensive side. Well, for the defense, we got to be further along and we got to be faster at it. And, you know, those guys understand that. And that's the one thing, you know, Coach Yates, you know, I think from my input on the defense, I try to provide the mentality and some ideas of what I think is good versus the offenses we face. You know, but Coach Yates in that room, I mean, those guys are up and running. They're ready to get to work. They're excited about the guys we have coming back. They're excited about the new additions that we're bringing in. And they've got their own challenge, you know, to face leading into the season. And so, but I'm excited about our staff, and I'm excited about the guys we have on staff, especially on the defensive side. And I'm looking forward to, you know, what they do and how we operate through spring and, you know, how we're going to be better on that side of the ball.
I know you said you wouldn't really go into contracts and stuff too much, but I was just curious about the multi-year part of the contract. And, you know, I know you guys said strive to be a power program. How important is that? And might you envision something like that for your offensive coordinator too, I guess?
Well, you know, hopefully we can get that done. You know, it's been talked about with Coach Yates and all that, and we're working on those things. But, you know, obviously I feel very strongly about Coach Yates and what he's done this last year and being around him for a lot of years. And, you know, that's our commitment to him. So when everything gets finalized and we get that deal done, I mean, that's a good thing for us. That's the direction we need to be heading, and we're heading that way.
Coach, I don't know any specifics, but I don't know if you can address what's happening with Rick Smith. I've seen some, you know, a lot of things out there.
Right. Yeah, you know, Rick's a – he's currently a student athlete on our team, and, you know, that's where we are. And that's really all that, you know, I'm going to say about that right now.
Coach, will you present Drinkwitz and the new contracts for everybody that's moved around? Are they gone before the state board this week?
I believe so. Yeah, I think that's where they're at. And I know we're just waiting for them to get done. And then once they are, yeah, you guys will all know about it, and we'll have all that information out. But like you, I'm waiting as well, you know, to get those done. And I know they're being worked on right now.
If we're good, we'll get Coach Drinkwitz down here.
Okay. All right.
Just to clarify, if I may, Paul, on your last question, I can't think that the changes that you just announced today, the coaching staff changes and their contracts and everything, that'll probably have to come up. That'll be another board meeting to final down the road on that. That's it. That just came up this week. Okay. You got to put that stuff out weeks in advance and everything. So, but as you guys read.